Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build old-school rave structure templates for drum and bass and jungle, using only Ableton Live 12 stock packs, stock instruments, and stock effects, and we're doing it in arrangement view. The whole vibe here is modular. Think tight 8, 16, 32, 64 bar blocks that are DJ-friendly, with big moments created through break edits, stabs, bass drops, and effects throws. Not long chord progressions. Not verse chorus bridge, more like mix in material, tease, payoff, switch, payoff again, mix out material. By the end, you'll have two or three reusable templates you can drop any ideas into, so you stop staring at an empty timeline and start finishing tracks. Alright, open a new live set. First, set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want classic jungle and D&B, set 170. Time signature stays 4/4. Now we're going to set up the project like a proper template, groups, returns, and a safety master chain so you can work fast without random flipping. Create 4 groups and name them drums, bass, music, and FX. Color code them if you like. This sounds cosmetic, but it's actually speed. When you're arranging at 2 a.m., colors and names stop you from making dumb mistakes. Next, create return tracks. We're going to build a little old-school friendly send system that makes transitions and phrase endings easy. Return A, call it echo throw. Add echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep feedback around 25 to 40%. Now the key, high pass the echo so it doesn't smear your low end. Aim around 200 HC or higher. Return B, call it reverb. Add reverb. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And low cut somewhere in the 250 to 400 range. This is your big space that you automate up at the ends of phrases. Return C, call it dirt room. Add hybrid reverb on a room setting, small to medium. Keep it gritty and shortish. Low cut around 300. This is the one that gives snares and stabs that warehouse snap without turning into a wash. Return D, call it wash delay. You can use delay or echo again. Try 3/16 synced. Feedback 20 to 35% and again, high pass around 250. So it bounces without mud. And on the master, put a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Not because we're mastering, but because arrangement sessions get loud fast and you don't want to be punished for experimenting. Now we build the core of the whole style. Break-driven drums with a bit of modern reinforcement. Inside the drums group, create an audio track called Break. Then go to the browser and search for Break. Amen, Funk, Jungle, Loop. Any stock loop that feels like it belongs in that world is fine. Drag it in as audio to the break track. Turn warp on. If you want a safe general sound, use Complex Pro. If you want a punchier, slicier feel, use Beats mode. If you choose Beats, set Preserve to 1/16 and push Transients up. Basically all the way. This keeps the break crisp when you run it at 170. Now on the break track, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 12%. Crunch should be subtle, 0 to 10%. Boom is optional. If you use it, keep it low, maybe 0 to 20%, and set the frequency around 55 to 70 Hz. Be careful here, because in D&B your sub usually owns that area. Boom is a seasoning, not the meal. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350. And if you want air, a gentle shelf at 8 to 10k, 1 or 2 dB. Is plenty. Now, one shots. Old school relies on breaks, but modern club translation often needs a little reinforcement. Create a kick track and load a short kick into simpler in one shot mode. Keep it tight. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ if needed, but avoid making a giant sub kick if you're doing a real sub bass line. Create a snare track. Layer a crisp snare that supports the break's snare. Use drum bus transients. Maybe plus 10 to plus 25, or transient shaper if you have it available, and send a little to return C, dirt room, to get that rave snap. Add a hats track. Keep hats simple, because the break is already doing most of the groove. Add auto pan subtly, amount 10 to 25%, synced rate 1/4 or 1/8. Just enough movement to feel alive. Cool, drums are happening. Now bass, we want that classic two-part system. Sub for weight and stability, mid-bass for character and movement. Inside the bass group, create a MIDI track called SUB. Load operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Keep the amp envelope tight. A short release, like 80 to 150 milliseconds, so it's not stepping on the next note. Put EQ 8 after it, and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is boring and clean. That's a compliment. A great sub is reliable. Optionally, add a compressor with gentle settings to even it out. You're not trying to squash it. You're trying to keep consistent weight. Now create the MIDI bass track. Load Waveeatable. Start with a basic saw or squarish table. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but don't go full super saw. We're making jungle, not trance. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Add auto filter, LP24, and you're going to automate this cutoff as one of your main energy controls. Then a tiny bit of redux or overdrive if you want grit, but subtle. Finally, EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it's not fighting the sub. Teacher note here, for old school rolling DNB, the sub pattern is usually stupid simple. One or two notes. The movement comes from mid-bass tone changes, automation, and drum edits. If you try to make the sub do melodies, you usually lose the weight. Now music. This is where the rave identity shows up. Stabs, hoovers, pads, atmos. Create a rave stab track. Use Waveeatable. Make it bright, with a short plucky envelope. Add chorus ensemble for width. Then EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Add a little saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. And use sends to echo and reverb rather than heavy inserts, because you want to throw it into space on specific hits. Write a simple one-bar stab idea that answers the snare. A classic move is hitting on the end of 2, or the last 8th right before a bar turns over. Think call and response. The stab is punctuation, not a constant pad. Next, a hoover or rave lead for lifts and switches. Again, Waveeatable is perfect. Detune a bit, add some filter drive, automate auto filter cutoff rising over 8 bars for builds. And in breakdown moments you can lean on hybrid reverb, then pull it back at the drop, so the drop feels tighter and closer. Then add an atmos or pad track for intros and breakdowns. Drift is great here. Add a longer reverb, slow auto pan, and EQ it with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Atmos should create a world, not fight the drums. Now we set up the real old school arrangement trick. Energy lanes. I want you to think of 3 big dials across the whole arrangement. Dial 1 is drum intensity. That's mutes, break layers, hats and rides, ghost notes, and even tiny increases in drum bus drive later in the track. Dial 2 is bass intensity. That's mainly mid-bass filter cutoff and rhythm density. Closed and simple in pullbacks, more open and animated in drops. Dial 3 is space and FX intensity. That's reverb sends higher in breakdowns, echo throws on the last snare of a phrase, and longer tails during resets. While we're here, do you sidechain? Put a compressor on the bass group, or separately on SUB and MID if you want more control. Turn on sidechain, choose drums or the kick as the input. Ratio around 3:1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Enough to make room, not enough to pump like house music unless you want that. Now let's build template A, the 90s jungle roller. This is your 5 to 6 minute DJ functional layout. And we're going to use locators and bar blocks so it's repeatable. Put your first locator at bar 1, DJ intro, then bar 33, tease, bar 49, drop 1, bar 113, switch setup, bar 145, drop 2, bar 209, DJ outro, and bar 241. End. In the DJ intro, we want 32 bars of mixable material. Here's a proven approach. First 8 bars, hats plus a filtered break. Put auto filter on the break track and start the cutoff high, like 500 to 800 Hz, then slowly sweep down so by bar 33 or closer, to 120, to 200. That sweep down feels like a curtain opening and it's super DJ friendly. Next 8 bars, add the kick and a light bass teaser. Sub only, low passed. So you're hinting at weight but not giving away the full drop. Next 16 bars, bring the full break back in, and maybe tiny stabs, but still no full mid-bass. You're building anticipation. Now the tease or pre-drop, 16 bars. This is where you pull back to create contrast. Trip drums down. Maybe kick, hats, and a couple break fills. Add a riser. You can do it with operator noise or Waveeatable noise, doesn't matter. And in the last 2 bars, do a snare roll that increases density from 8th notes to 16th notes. On the very last snare hit before the drop, do a big echo throw. Automate the send to return a high for that one hit, then immediately pull it back down so the drop is clean. That single move makes your track feel arranged, even if everything else is simple. Now drop 1, 64 bars, full break, layered kick and snare, full bass with sub and mid, stab sparingly, like every 4 or 8 bars. Old school is about restraint. If you stab constantly, you flatten the impact. And now, the rule that makes it not feel like a loop. Every 8 bars, do one small break edit. 1, not 5. That edit can be slicing out a 1-beat chunk and reversing it, or a tiny gated moment, or a manual beat repeat. Slice the break to a new MIDI track, repeat a 1/16 cell for a bar, and drop back in. You're creating a phrase-end signature, like punctuation at the end of a sentence. Another classic phrase-end signature, kick dropout. Remove the kick for a quarter bar or half bar right before the phrase returns, without touching the break. People feel the missing weight immediately, and when it comes back, it feels bigger. After drop 1, we go into the switch setup, 32 bars. For the first 8, remove kick and sub. Leave Atmos and a filtered break. Bring in the Hoover or pad to change the emotional temperature. Then reintroduce bass with the filter closed. That closed bass is important. It tells the listener something is coming, but you're not fully paying it off yet. Then drop 2, another 64 bars. Same backbone, but turn a couple knobs, slightly more open hats, a bit more mid-bass movement, and a little stab variation. Add a new 2-bar fill at 2 points, so it evolves, for example around bar 177 and bar 193. It doesn't have to be complicated, it just has to signal we're further into the record. Then the DJ outro, 32 bars. Remove musical hooks, keep clean drums and a touch of Atmos. Strip layers gradually so someone can mix out without fighting your lead line. Now, quick template B, the raid stab dropper. This is for faster payoff, more hands in the air. Layout goes, 16 bar intro, 8 bar tease where the big stab motif appears, 48 bar drop 1, 16 bar break with Hoover or maybe a vocal hit if you have one, 48 bar drop 2, and 16 bar outro. The main trick here is making the stab a hook phrase that repeats every 2 bars, but you automate it so it feels alive. Reverb sent higher at the ends of the phrase. Filter opening slightly across the drop. You're basically making one riff feel like it's evolving without writing a new riff. Template C. Minimal stepper. Less stabs, more pressure. 32 bar intro, then a long 96 bar drop that's hypnotic. Then an 8 bar micro break, basically filter and pause. Then 64 more bars of drop continuation, then a 32 bar outro. In this one, the intonation comes from bass automation and negative space. Once per drop, insert a bar where one core element disappears. No hats for a bar, or no mid bass for a bar, or filtered break only. That reads as arrangement, and it's extremely mix friendly. Now let's lock in some coach mindset so you stop second guessing structure. This audio version is shortened for playback.